You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Talking as All-Stars. First and foremost, we're talking sports, smack, comedy, you name it. Next couple of hours, anything goes, baby. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-759. Maybe talk about the overrated Golden State Warriors. I mean, barely able to beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee tonight, but straight up the Warriors. Are they overrated? We'll talk about the NFL, the Oakland Raiders going down to Mexico City. Oakland looking hot, baby. Oakland is looking hot. Oakland might be the hottest team in the NFL right now. Speaking of the NFL, what's happening with that Rams quarterback tomorrow? Is Jared Goff really going to start, Zach?
Yep, Jared Goff is getting the start. The number one pick in the draft is finally starting.
And Zachary Young, what do you think? You think he's going to come out good? He's got a bad team around him.
You know, I think he'll definitely be an upgrade from Case Keenum, but like you said, he doesn't have great receivers.
Open phone lines around the world, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill, live here at the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Open phone lines once again around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
What is it? Sports date, November 21st, 2016. Guess what? The great LeBron James, the king, donated $2.5 million to the Smithsonian Institute for an exhibit on the great Muhammad Ali. That's right. When he died in June, of course, everybody's been like freaking out. Of course, Ali, the greatest. Yes, even the greatest is mortal, folks. L.A. Rams cornerback Troy Hill, not good news for him. Busted for DUI Saturday night. He hit a truck on a L.A. freeway. Bottom line is he rear-ended the truck. And, of course, according to news sources, he was driving his Mercedes about 8 a.m. Saturday morning. He allegedly swerved over multiple lanes and crashed into the back of a semi-truck. Hey, he was drunk. They said he showed signs of intoxication. No, he was drunk. Bottom line is he was booked and released from custody at 1 p.m. about 8 hours later. Mark Anthony, remember him? The guy that can sing maybe just a little bit. He's separating from his wife for 2 years. Well, why is this news? Because news comes just hours after he and Jennifer Lopez, his ex-wife, the one that Suge Knight has that porno movie. I told you about that, right? That backdoor porno movie that Suge Knight has with J-Lo Lopez, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez. Of course, she got a court order, restraining order, prohibiting Suge Knight from ever releasing that. But the bottom line is Suge Knight has it somewhere, and Jennifer's good. They got the dirt on Jennifer, no doubt about that. J-Lo, she might have been J-Ho just for that tape. But the bottom line is Mark Anthony separating from his wife after 2 years after he and Jennifer Lopez, the ex-wife, kissed at the Grammys on Thursday night in L.A. Bottom line is they're not back together. And his wife, Shannon DeLima, yeah, they broke up about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But the bottom line is they got married in 2014. They have no kids. You know what that means? She's cashing out. That's right, cashing out. Members of the audience got all over Vice President-elect. I'm talking about Mike Pence, of course, out of Indiana, the most homophobic, anti-gay, anti-LGBT guy in the entire world as far as elected officials are concerned. They could have no more redneck guy at the top of the ticket as far as gays are concerned than Mr. Spencer in the middle of the second part of the ticket. The bottom line is he showed up at the hit musical Hamilton over the weekend. He got booed by the crowd, jeered by the crowd. And then one of the stars called him out. We said, we truly hope that this show has inspired you to uphold our American values and work on behalf of all of us. All of us. End of quote, said Brandon Victor Dixon, of course, who plays Aaron Burr. The bottom line is the charlatan, he thought it was disrespectful. Of course, you know I'm talking about the charlatan, right? Look, they didn't spit at Mike Pence, so they didn't respect him, okay? They could have spit at him, even though he is the highest-ranked anti-gay guy ever elected in the United States. The bottom line is, anti-gay, that's him. So what I say, you know, people have their rights, man. I don't like gay. I don't have to sleep with gay people. If I don't like gay people, I don't sleep with them. If I don't like the gay marriage, guess what? I don't get gay marriage, just like Michael Moore said. Even though it happens. The bottom line is Tom Brady, of course, the charlatan says that Tom Brady was totally innocent, 100% innocent of Deflategate. Okay, and what about the cover-up when he crushed his cell phone into a million pieces with that hammer? Huh? The same Tom Brady that smashed his cell phone and lied to investigators, NFL investigators? Look, Tom Brady, he can kiss my you-know-what, but the bottom line is he don't know nothing about politics, and he said he didn't vote for the charlatan anyway. Speaking of that, a former charlatan, you can call him an idiot, a buffoon, a moron, a psychotic moron, and that would just be redundancy. My fellow Latinos, you're mad about being stereotyped on TV? Then quit being on every episode of Cops. Kevin Durant, newly, of course, acquired by the Golden State Warriors, he got booed on Friday at the TD Garden in Boston. I mean, booed big time, man. And his Golden State Warriors teammate, the mouth of the entire team. I mean, this guy talks enough for everybody. Draymond Green, Dre, did not think it was a particularly savvy move by the Boston Celtics fan. He said that, you know, if you keep doing that, nobody's ever going to want to come and play in Boston. What does that mean? If the money's right, people will play anywhere. Don't give me that crap. People don't want to play in Boston. Beantown's not a bad place to play. Remember that guy, Jerry Sandusky? Yeah, my favorite. Actually, not my favorite. My most celebrated pedophile. Of course, the former Penn State, I think he was a defensive coach for Penn State under Joe Paterno. Of course, the former Penn State coach, sentenced to like 15 or 20 years, make it 30 years for all those pedophile cases. Well, guess what? He's mounted an appeal. And part of the appeal has the judge who presided over his case stepping aside. He says, you know what? Judge John M. Cleveland said after presiding over the hearing, you know, bottom line is there's been the hearing, the trial, the conviction, the sentencing, all that kind of good stuff. And now, convicted of 45 counts of child sex abuse, Sandusky's saying that he was innocent of 45 counts. Get this. And there's probably 45 other counts out there they didn't charge. Remember the guys that came forward afterwards? The guy that came forward a few weeks ago and said they got banged by Jerry Sandusky and nobody did nothing about it? Bottom line is, Jerry Sandusky deserves to be in jail until he dies. I mean, this, we're talking, listen, the death penalty, they don't give the death penalty anymore, but There couldn't be enough of a penalty for this guy. There just couldn't be enough of a penalty. The bottom line is, he's a bad, bad, bad man. All right. Bottom line is, what do I think is going to happen as far as Sandusky is concerned? I don't think the trial will be overturned. I don't think his verdicts will be overturned. But I think the judge has been tarnished in this case, and that's not very good at all. And guess what? How about that? L.A. Rams, we'll talk about the number one overall pick. That's right, Jared Goff going to do his thing tomorrow. But as I said in the open with Zach Attack Young, he's got a terrible team around him. The offense, you know, is not much. They can't run the ball. The offensive line. Listen, the offensive line, you know what kind of movement they get in L.A. off their offensive line? They get up off the ball. In other words, they lift their arm off the ground. That's as much movement as the offensive line the L.A. Rams gets. That's how bad the offensive line is. And they're going to protect Jared Goff, the number one prize in the NFL. Good luck, Jared. I wish I had some insurance on you. Ex-TV Daytime star. I'm talking about Mr. Macho himself. That's right, Mr. Machismo. Richard Simmons, California exercise guru. He closed the studio in California this past Saturday, and he says the health guru was nowhere around. That's right, the guy's missing in action. Of course, he had that TV show in the 80s and 90s, had people sweating to the oldies, all that kind of good stuff, making a bunch of money, no doubt about that. But, you know, he was obviously a little light in the loafers, but that didn't take enough from him. He had a pretty good show. Of course, he hasn't been seen now in 2.5 years. The bottom line is his gym is closing or probably won't be ever open again. So we got to talk about things tonight on the Sports Byline broadcast. Then we've got the NFL happening. We've got the NBA, of course, off and rocking. What's happening with the NBA? I talked earlier about possibly, you know, the Golden State Warriors being overrated. Yeah, I know. They've got a great record, and the team looks good on paper. In fact, it looks like one of the best teams ever on paper. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, of course, man, Kevin Durant. Woo! I mean, what can you say about these guys? Iconic superstars of the future, Hall of Famers, no doubt about that. But can the chemistry come together and make it a championship team? I mean, I've seen great, great, great teams come together, and guess what? They just couldn't gel. They couldn't gel when it came down to it. We don't know if they'll be able to gel when the spit hits the fan, spit with an H. The bottom line is the Warriors have not been pressed yet. They will not be pressed in the season until we get down towards the end. That's the way the NBA season. It's like a lot of masturbation early on, and then the real stuff gets going on right around the playoffs. Another way is that's the NBA season in a nutshell. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Today in sports history, get this. In 1942, the National Hockey League, they abolished regular overseason overtime because the war was on. Until the war was over, that wasn't happening. No overtime in hockey when the war was going on. In 1967, Mets pitcher Tom Seaver, 16-12, is named the Rookie of the Year. Of course, he went on to win the Cy Young Award and the World Series with the Mets in 1968. Tom Seaver, a class act. I met him in... He's been a great guy to be around. In 1969, I'll close off with this. 1969, SF Giant Willie McCovey, number 44, the General Giant, folks, edges the aforementioned Tom Seaver as the National League Most Valuable Player. Straight up, Willie Mack in bad health in a wheelchair for probably the past 5 to 10 years. But, man, when he could rip, he could rip. Probably the most powerful left-handed hitter I've ever seen in my life. He used to rocket these balls all the way out into to the bay. He would hit them into the water, out at Kendleson Park into the water, straight up. Iconic superstar, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. That's where he's at, number 44, the great Willie Mack. This is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, live open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, we're talking scores. Charles J. will be here later. Dave Meltzer, the MMA icon, will be here. And Robert Ryan, an attorney involved in that CTE brain damage WWE suit that got settled this past week. We'll talk with him as well tonight on Sports Over in America. I am the Taco Man. Phone lines are happening. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's 1-800-878-7529. Live on Sports Byline from San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. I keep going, but I'm running out of time. The bottom line is, you're tuned to the Taco Man Show.
Curry, well, he looks spry. Curry got pump faked to three, drove the basketball, and got an easy bucket for Plumlee. Curry got it. Rattles it home. Steph Curry.
What a game.
Barnes, a little turnaround on Lillard. No. That's Curry with the offensive rebound and a putback. Overtime. He has 35. Lillard passed it up. Green got a hand on it. A turnover. Up ahead. Curry. Curry left wide open. Right between the eyes. Steph Curry. High screen comes. Curry Some ball handling, fires up a three, does it again!
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps. Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best love record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The World Light Heavyweight Championship was on the line. Of course, the defending champion, Sergey Kovalev, dropped a 12-round decision on Andre Ward, even though he dropped Andre Ward, and I thought he beat Andre, and Andre Ward's one of my favorite guys, but I thought he beat Andre Ward like a rag doll there for a couple rounds. There was no doubt about it. He straight up, it was all Kovalev's fight. I had him winning 7 of the 12 rounds, giving Andre Ward 5, maybe 4 for sure, maybe that 5th round, but the bottom line is Andre Ward did not deserve that win fight. In fact, let's listen to the post-fight interviews.
Decision. I thought it was a very close fight that could have gone either way. You seemed surprised to me when you got the decision, were you?
No, I don't know where you got that from, Max. No disrespect. I knew it was a close fight. I'm in here, so you never know how a judge is going to sway it. And no disrespect again, but I think the crowd is saying it. They feel like the real winner won. But taking nothing from Kovalev, in a tight fight, he's going to feel like he got robbed. I would have been disappointed. Take nothing away from him. We got the belts tonight.
As I said, I felt that fight could have gone either way. It was that close. You had to climb out of a hole you dug for yourself, or maybe he dug for you early. How did you do it?
Well, first of all, let me just stop real quick, man. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for just this full journey. It's been almost 12 years. Amazing journey up until this point. To your point, I mean, I've been a champion before I came in here. I knew it was going to be a tough fight. You never anticipate getting dropped. That was the first time in my career getting dropped, but I'm pleased with myself by the way I responded.
You showed championship mettle, no doubt. That's how you won the fight. But sometimes when the guy you're trying to climb back against also shows championship mettle, it makes it especially difficult. What did he show you over the second half of that fight as you were starting to claw your way back in?
He did everything that I expected him to do, including fade a little bit. You know, he started to slow up. He never quit, obviously, but he started to slow up. And Verge did a phenomenal job, my coach, just keeping me in the fight, saying, man, you need every round. Go get it. Don't leave anything to chance. And listen, sometimes you're going to win close fights, and that's the way it is.
I said at a certain point, only a great fighter is going to win this fight. Do you feel that tonight you reached a certain level of greatness that you hadn't yet attained in your career?
I mean, it's hard for me to call myself great. You know that. You've been knowing me for a long time. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm a two-division world champion, a five-time world champion, and I beat nothing but champions. So I'll leave that for the people to say, the pundits, the critics to say. I'm just happy we got this victory, and I give God the glory.
A close decision, and this to me seemed close either way you want to score it. People will call for a rematch. Would you give Sergey Kovalev a rematch?
Of course. You know, I'm not going to negotiate a fight right now, Max. I've been in the game a long time. I'm going to go home, relax, enjoy this victory, and we'll see what's next.
Congratulations, Andre, on a great fight and a great performance.
Thank you.
Sergey, what did you think of the decision?
Nothing. It's a wrong decision, you know, like come on. I don't want to say my opinion, you know, like people, witnesses is here. Witnesses are here. Everybody saw what happened.
You not only had early success, including a knockdown, but as he started to try to rattle you and as he fought better as the fight wore on, you never lost your composure. You stayed disciplined. How did you do that?
It's my job, Max. I made a shame for this fight, like maybe like since 11 years old, you know, like this was a fight all of my life, you know, like, and like really, I disappointed for judge's decision. Like people say, like
many people, maybe most people will say that you won. Harold Letterman scored for you wide at ringside. I thought it was a very close fight. That could have gone either way. Did you feel that he was fighting his way back into the fight later on?
Yeah, he got maybe a few rounds, you know, like I'm agree that not a full fight. Like it's really like I kept control all the fight, all rounds. Like I lost maybe like three rounds of all fight. It's like
I can also see that argument. It was that kind of fight. Do you want a rematch?
Of course, I want a rematch, like, and I will kick his ass, like, is that? I just wanted, you know, like, show to boxing, like, a good boxing, like, and no short round fight, you know, like, small rounds, like.
You showed great boxing, both of you did. It was a tremendous fight that lived up to the hype. Is there anything you will do?
It definitely lived up to the hype, no doubt about that. A great fight tonight, of course, live on HBO pay-per-view, emanating from Las Vegas. But you got to say, Zach Attack, the decision went the wrong way, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I was surprised that they gave it to Andre Ward. I mean,
surprised or shocked?
I was shocked.
Yeah, exactly, shocked.
He did win some rounds, and I thought, you know, he came back and he could have won maybe five rounds, but that wasn't enough, especially with the knockdown.
No, and if I gave him five rounds, I thought it was four or five rounds, maybe five. If I gave him the five rounds, of course, it was one round in which Sergey Kovalev knocked him down, and of course, that was a good right hand, and you got to give him grit for coming back, and he was well-conditioned, things like that, but I really thought he just got out-fought, and I can't believe that those three judges, of course, that was a bit of a heist. I mean, Andre Ward's been my guy since day one, but I got to tell you, man, let's be fair about things tonight. He didn't win that fight. He didn't come close to winning that fight. And for Max Kellerman to sit there and say he could have gone either way, that's bull spit with an H.
I agree with you. I mean, I was pulling for Andre Ward. You know, he's a local guy. That's somebody that we wanted to win. But you got to just be objective. And when you look at it objectively, it was just like Kovalev was landing all the harder punches.
He landed 100 more punches. It was crazy. The punches, they should not have brought those punch stats up after the fight, because it was so clear that this heavy guy, the guy with the heavy hands, the guy that was, he hurt Andre Ward in the 12th round with a body shot. He didn't get credit for that. All three judges gave Ward the 12th round. Man, I mean, what was going on there? You know, Scott Cuddy, I think, put it perfectly. He's not the greatest sports guy in the world, but he said, you know, the boxing establishment was banking on Andre Ward, not banking on some Russian guy. They wanted Andre Ward to win, thus he won.
That's what it felt like. I mean, Andre Ward, you know, he's, like they were saying, he's like an American hero. He fought,
the American dream, gold medalist, Olympic gold medalist, of course, married to his high school girlfriend, five kids, a great guy, never been in the police blotters. He lives at the life of God. He's true to that, doesn't swear. I'm telling you, the guy's clean as hell, pristine. But the bottom line was, whether he's pristine or not, he didn't win that fight tonight. And you looked at the body language of that corner, and those are some of the phoniest smiles I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, and you can always tell what the fighters, you know, like a trainer's instructions to a fighter in the last round. And Virgil Hunter was seeming to think that Andre Ward needed a knockout to win.
Yeah, needed a knockout to win. Speaking of a guy that needed a knockout to win, I thought this guy could fight a little bit, but Maurice Hooker got beat tonight, or it was a draw anyway. Former WBA lightweight champion Darlis Perez, now 33-2-2 with 21 KOs, moved up to junior welterweight and seemingly upset unbeaten Maurice Hooker, only to get a draw. Did you get to watch that fight, Zach?
Yeah, I did. I don't know how they gave it to Hooker. It seemed like it was pretty clear that or they had it a draw, but I don't know how they didn't give it to Perez.
So you trying to tell me that the Vegas judges are back at it, ripping off, pulling heists in the top two fights on the card?
It seemed that way to me. I mean, it's actually, I think that one was a worse robbery than the Kovalev Ward fight.
Oh,
that one was
Dolby Shirley had Vito Adafermo beating Marvin Hagler the first time, and all these horrible decisions over the years. And Dolby, I mean, it got so bad that Dolby needed a police escort out of arenas after fights. He was a judge.
I mean, there's certain judges. I remember CJ Ross. She eventually had to step away from judging.
No, it was BJ Ross. Don't say CJ Ross. It was BJ Ross. Wasn't it?
Either way. Something
J. No, there's a big difference between a CJ and a BJ. I thought she was BJ. Was it CJ? Her decisions were horrible. Of course, she went for the house fighter and she got burned and they crucified her. And I think they sent her to Thailand. Last time I heard about her, she was working some fight in Thailand, and that was it. You never heard about her again.
Yeah, she had to step away. And, I mean, these judges, I mean, I guess to their credit, all three of them scored the fight the same. But that almost – I know that sounds weird, but that almost makes it seem fishy that they all scored it the same.
And that is one hell of a way to put it, no doubt about that. Now, let's go back before we close to the break here. Al Haymon working 20 hours a day, 22 hours a day, much like Don King did in his prime. Is it paying off?
I think it's paying off. You know, boxing is on TV a lot more, and they've done some of their biggest numbers recently, you know, like with that Errol Spence card that they aired around the Olympics. It brought in a bigger number than the UFC even has on free TV. So I think that they're on the right track. But they should kind of focus more on the quality over quantity now, I think.
Next up on the Sports Byline broadcast, of course, this is your WBO Boxing and Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or go to their website and check out all their good stuff, WBOboxing.com. Now, after the break, I'm bringing in Robert Ryan. Robert Ryan was involved in this brain surgery, this brain damage suit. Of course, CTE, baby. That's what everybody's talking about. I've been covering this since day one. The bottom line is we're talking brain damage with an expert, an attorney on the subject, right after this on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
We take it to the City of Angels, folks, and bring in Robert Ryan from Kuzik Law. Of course, he was involved in this WWE lawsuit involving Doink the Clown and Vasella, who's also known as Nelson Frazier. Now, straight up, I welcome you to the show, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. Now, you argued for the WWE here because the parties involved, and the plaintiffs, of course, the relatives are Viscera, Nelson Frazier, and Doink the Clown, said that the wrestling attributed to their death, but one guy died from a heart attack and he was like 600 pounds, and the other guy died from a drug overdose. How does that tie back into brain damage in the WWE?
Well, you have to look at this particular lawsuit in the context of what's going on between the wrestlers and the WWE overall. You know, the WWE wrestlers saw that $750 million settlement that former NFL players got as a result of their allegations they had suffered long-term brain damage during their playing days. So that gave the wrestlers the idea to make the same allegations against WWE. So a class action lawsuit was filed in Connecticut against WWE by a whole host of former wrestlers alleging that they had this chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is this Alzheimer's-like neurodegenerative disease that you can get from repeated hits to the head. The allegation was that the WWE, like the NFL was accused of, had concealed this type of risk from wrestling to their brains, and therefore they should be held liable to pay damages to the former wrestlers. The wrestlers, unlike the NFL, also made the allegation that the WWE highly scripts all of its events, and since they were the ones telling the wrestlers what to do, they were on the hook for any damage they suffered as a result. So that led a whole host of former wrestlers to now start making these allegations against WWE relating to chronic brain damage. And so these ones that just got thrown out, they were relatively easy ones for the court to dispose of because it was so easily established that they had died of reasons not related to brain damage or what was being alleged in the overall lawsuit.
One guy was like, wasn't he like 650 pounds or something like that?
He was a big guy. He was a big guy. He's 500 pounds.
And
guess what? He had a heart attack.
Surprise.
And so that doesn't surprise anybody. Yeah. And the other fellow, he died of an opiate overdose, basically an accidental drug overdose. So that was an easy one for the court to dispose of. Left in place, though, is the overall class action status on behalf of all of the other wrestlers who are still alive, by the way, who are saying that, you know, hey, they have suffered brain damage as well, and they should get money.
But some guys have suffered. You know, I interviewed Mark Gastineau. I don't know if you remember who Mark Gastineau was. He was a pass rusher for the New York Jets back in the 80s.
Oh, I remember Mr. Gastineau. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, yeah.
So I did a pay-per-view event with him on a couple different fights, a couple different boxing matches when he was boxing. And I couldn't get his attention, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And they were telling me, look, the guy's punch drunk. I said, look, the guy's only had four fights. What are you talking about? He's only had four fights. And then we thought about it long and hard, and then we realized that, you know, his issues were probably football related. So, I mean, when you're clanging steel against steel, Mr. Ryan, and there's a brain underneath, something's going to give, and it's not the steel.
Well, you know, let's think about how society's perception of all of this has changed over time. You know, there was a time not too long ago when a player was, like, knocked cold practically on the football field, and the announcers would say, ha ha, he looks like he's really got his bell rung.
Right.
Or, you know, well, I'm not sure he knows what time it is. And then two plays later, you see the same guy running out onto the field. Then we have all of this attention now because of some several high-profile cases where athletes who died had their brains autopsied, and they showed evidence of this chronic brain trauma disease. It can only actually be diagnosed following death from an autopsy.
Wonderful.
But that has raised consciousness of this whole issue now in a way that is changing the way the NFL does business, the way youth sports does business, high schools, colleges, and hopefully, or maybe, the way the WWE does business as well.
Okay. Robert Ryan from Cusack Law in the City of Angels is our guest, folks. I got a question for you. Do you think kids... You know, I boxed early, and then I realized, because I didn't get hit too much, I didn't have too many problems later in life. But guys that got hit a lot early on, like 12, 13, 14 years old, couldn't seem to grasp the learning curve in high school, never went on to college and things like that. And I look back on that, and I see these negative effects of combat sports. So there are some negative aspects of people clanging their heads together. And in professional wrestling, they are, whether they're choreographed or scripted or not, they're clanging heads.
Well, not only that, but they're clanging heads unprotected. I mean, in football, they have made several really big strides in trying to design a safer helmet, a helmet that can gauge the effect of repeated blows to the head, and a helmet that better protects the brain. These wrestlers are in that ring unprotected. Their skulls are naked, and you see the way they bounce around in there. So it's not surprising to find out that these claims are being made, and I think that as more wrestlers die and autopsies are performed on their brains, we'll see that they have suffered the same type of long-term chronic degeneration to their brains that many of those NFL players were proven to have suffered as well.
I think of Chris Benoit, who killed his family, I think back in about 2008, something like that, his wife and his daughter, his son, and then himself. And, of course, they autopsied his brain afterwards and said he was like he had the brain of an 85-year-old man that had Alzheimer's. Not only an 85-year-old 85-year-old man, but an 85-year-old individual with Alzheimer's. So he was in bad shape, and he did a lot of stuff. I mean, guys don't want to admit they hurt. That's the problem. I saw it in boxing. I see it in wrestling. I mean, amateur wrestling. I see it in soccer. I see it in football. Guys just don't want – they're too macho. This macho thing, they won't admit that they're hurt. And unfortunately, that leads to chronic brain damage. Now, what do you see coming out of this? Eventually.
Well, you know, you raise a good point. You say it's macho, but it's also monetary, isn't it? I mean, you think of the tremendous pressure that NFL players have to get back on the field after an injury.
Yep.
And the WWE wrestlers, I mean, that is really competitive to try to crack that game and to get one of those contracts. So nobody's going to start saying that, oh, you know, I'm not well enough or my brain has now been damaged so that I can't get back in the ring or back onto the field. So I think ultimately, society and these sports leagues as a whole is going to be forced to confront this issue like in a wholesale way and to try to take steps to make sure that the risk of this type of damage is eliminated. I think that goes for the NFL, and I think eventually, it might take more time, the WWE as well.
Okay. When you look at contact sports in general, I mean, soccer, they're saying there's brain damage from soccer. They're saying some people, even in some basketball instances, have repeated concussions. But when you look at football, the chance of reducing concussions when you've got 300-pound men running at each other at 10 miles an hour, that just doesn't seem like a possibility. I mean, can you see where I'm coming from? You got 300-pound guys running each other with steel heads, banging each other. Something's got to give there. And again, it's not the helmet.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, has these risks become known? Are we as a society prepared to accept those risks and the type of damage and serious damage that is occurring to these players in order to entertain ourselves? And whether once we get to that point, these sports leagues are going to be able to continue the way they do now, that's an open question that remains to be seen.
Do you practice sports law for the most part, or contract?
No, we do personal injury here, and we specialize in brain damage. We specialize in brain damage cases. And so we know a lot about how damage to the brain is something that is way underdiagnosed in this country. I mean, it's really overlooked by medical professionals because the scanning and the imaging doesn't show a lot of these injuries, and the person who suffers them is not aware they have it, so they can't articulate it to medical professionals. So there's brain damage and brain injury that goes grossly underreported and undertreated in this country from accidents, from sports injuries, from workplace injuries, and so we're very up on these issues, and so We keep a careful eye on these lawsuits like WWE and the NFL because it's showing a change in people's perception about how this brain injury issue is so much more prevalent in society than anybody even realizes.
CTE, brain damage, is an issue that's not going away anytime soon. Robert Ryan of Kuzik Law, we thank you so much for your time, sir. All the best.
It's been great. Thank you very much.
They say that actually, every time that I enter the ring, in a way, I'm going to war. They say to me daily, you are a prize fighter. What's the difference? And I like to say to those critics of the press and to the others that there's one hell of a lot of difference in fighting in the ring and going to war in Vietnam.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You know the sound. Each time we play Taps, it means we've lost somebody close to us. 61 years he was married to his wife, Martha Rodriguez. I'm talking about Enrique Lopez Rodriguez, 86 years old, died a fortnight ago. Of the father of my friend Alicia up there in Sonoma, California. He was a vineyard manager for over 50 years, immigrated here in 1966. He was part of the Army. Part of the U.S. Army. He was the first vineyard manager up there to hire women. May he rest in peace. Alicia, you had a great dad. Very, very lucky. Married to that lady 61 years, 86 years young when he passed a fortnight ago. Now, Zach Attack Young, talk to me about Grandpa.
Well, I got another Army veteran. You know, he served in the Army back in the day, and he was in his 80s too when he passed away. He just had turned 81 a couple weeks before that, and you know, a great mind, a very intelligent person, probably the most intelligent person that I've met, you know, and a guy that I had never even seen yell before. Always had great temperament, and he was just a great example, and you know, he's definitely somebody that will be missed.
May they rest in peace. Part of the Ring Talk and of course Sports Byline family. Johnny talking is All-Stars here each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. to midnight. Don't forget our radio schedule. Zach and I do another show. We do No Holds Barred Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific. We talk both boxing and mixed martial arts and some pro wrestling. We're big on the pro wrestling. Let's talk a little college football before to the break. Go to the break, of course. Number 9, Oklahoma, 56-23, romp over number 14, West Virginia. Number 6, Washington, throttled Arizona State, 44-18. Arizona State, not that good of a team. Number 1, Bama. Well, you know what happened there, right, Zach? They won. Bama pummeled unbeaten. I mean, they remained unbeaten by holding Tennessee State at Chattanooga to a field goal, the 31-3 victory. And number 7, Wisconsin. Number 7 this week, Wisconsin may pick it up and move because they rolled with a 49-20 win over Purdue. Not the Wisconsin, not the greatest team in the world. Number 2, Ohio State, 17-16 winners over. Oh, Urban Meyer had to be spitting in his pants, huh, Zach? He had to be.
Yeah, I think that will probably drop them, even though they won, winning by a point against an unranked team.
Yeah, Michigan State, and of course this is in the Michigan, of course with the Harbaughs. This is the lowly Michigan. Anyway, had that pass not deflected in the fourth quarter in the end zone, the Buckeyes might have lost it. And of course, their number 2, Urban Meyer's got to be freaking out right now. Of course, Jim Harbaugh. Speaking of Jim Harbaugh, wow, man. I mean, he is the most hyperactive genius. We do think he's a genius. We agree on that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look where the Niners are at now and where they were when he was there.
But he is going to die of a stroke too, though, right?
It appears that
what
way.
What do you mean it appears that way? That's got to be a cinch domino bet. They put a stent in his heart at like 44 years old?
Yeah, that's definitely not a good look.
Anyway, the genius, number 3 ranked Michigan, bested Indiana today 20-10. I guess it was no surprise there with Bama rolling as well. I think college football is off and rolling. I really think this playoff thing's in a roll. Number 4 Clemson, 35-13 victors over Wake Forest. So that sort of rounds out the playoff scene as far as football is concerned, college football is concerned. Straight up, I guess Bama's still the choice, but Ohio State, number 2. I think they'll be number 4 come tomorrow morning or Monday. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think Michigan will move up ahead of them because Michigan beat a pretty good team, and they beat them by 10 points. That's a pretty good margin. So Michigan probably will move up, and I think Michigan's a better team. But the good part about that is that they're going to play each other.
Yeah.
They're in the same conference.
Listen, I got news for you, man. The people in Ohio State are like freaking out right now. They hate Harbaugh's people. They hate that team. They don't even say what the name of the team is. They say that team up north. I kid you not. That's the way they say it. That's the way they despise those people. This is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I mean, last year, Ohio State just romped over Michigan, but I don't think it's going to be the same this year.
Yeah.
I think that was Harbaugh's first year. He didn't really get to recruit. And now that he's gotten to recruit, we'll see how that goes.
Harbaugh's also one of those guys that you don't beat him at his own game twice for the most part. In other words, if you outcoach him the first time, you don't outcoach him again.
Right. I mean, Harbaugh is definitely talented. He's turned around every single place he went to. It started with Stanford and then the 49ers and now Michigan.
Okay, so let's go to Jared Goff. Of course, starting home tomorrow against the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins not considered that great of a team, but then the Rams are like the lowly Rams. I mean, is there a chance he's going to get busted up here playing behind that inept offensive line?
That actually is possible because the Dolphins, I mean, you said they're not that great of a team, but they do have a good defensive line. So this could be a bad matchup. But he is playing in the Coliseum, and the Rams are better at home like most teams are. So I think that might actually play to their advantage.
Well,
I think that they could win that game, but it definitely wouldn't surprise me to see the Dolphins take the victory.
Well, get rid of that chirping bird in the background. You know, with the coach, the great Woody Hayes, you know, he's a win baby. I mean, it isn't win baby him. It's win by as many points as you can. So next week, both these teams are going to go in for it, man, going for the juggler. This is going to decide, I think, the college football championship outside of Alabama. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Good enough. Straight up, we're talking college football. NFL, NBA, a little more combat sports as well. We'll talk some, that's right, Dave Meltzer will join us in hour number 2. Of course, he's talking mixed martial arts. He's the most iconic figure in the entire world when it comes to MMA, guys. I mean, he's the guy that started the Wrestling Observer radio show, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Icon is in the house. We expect to have Charles J as well in hour number 2. So lots of stuff to come. Zach Attack Young and myself. The man behind the counter is Mr. Scott Cuddy. This is Sports Byline live from San Francisco. Stay tuned for hour number 2 on Sports Byline.